a gun in the face.
Then all of a sudden, they all kind of lined up. They pointed their guns at me. And this is the point where I thought, I'm going to die today.
Started 2 years of horror for an American in Venezuela.
They said, you need to give us your phone and get ready because you're coming with us.
I'm Becky Bruce, and I spent a year researching and piecing together Josh and Tammy Holt's story about their ordeal in a notorious prison.
That's when everything started to turn bad. We had another pound on the door. Boom, boom, boom. And there was the police once again.
You can binge all of the episodes of Hope and Darkness on KSLPodcasts.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
Janovic.
All right, here we go.
A new conversation on KSL News Radio 102.7 FM at 1160 AM.
Well, welcome to Monday morning, but by Thursday, it's going to be 25 degrees overnight day. It's going to be a beautiful day today, but 25 overnight by Thursday.
Bite your tongue. Hey, we've got a great show for you. It is 9:00 time. I'm going to try that again. It's early in the morning. Leave me alone, folks. It's 9:05. Brought to you by Toyota Dealers. It is time for the launch.
Sequence engaged.
Here are the three things that Debbie wants you to know.
Countdown. Three.
A neighborhood in Salt Lake County slammed by a couple of mailbox bandits this weekend. No, they didn't steal mailboxes. They did it the old-fashioned way. They stole mail from as many as 300 homes. We got a live interview with a neighbor whose surveillance camera caught all the action, Dave. And the cops will also update us on the case.
We're stealing mail still? Is this 1994? Like, I didn't think we stole mail any longer. And why are we still sending mail? Let's just retire the whole thing. If it's not an Amazon Prime package, I'm not interested.
Countdown.
Well, vape shops caught a break on a new emergency rule to limit which places can sell those yummy vape juices. The health department delaying an emergency rule as it was almost ready to kick in today to take effect. And in the meantime, the American Heart Association joins us live with a new twist, accusing vape shops of skirting business licensing rules, Dave, to set up shop closer to our children's school.
Does it not feel like this is the conversation everybody's having? We've got to do something about vaping. It's an epidemic. It is dangerous. But as soon as we start actually doing something, everyone throws on the brakes and it's like, whoa, slow down. I mean, let's not do it today. Let's do it eventually. Let's just not start it today.
Launch countdown. One.
Well, Romney calls Trump's cries for China to investigate Joe Biden appalling. And then Trump takes to Twitter and calls Romney a pompous, well, I can't complete the phrase, and a fool. The weekend food fight via Twitter has us asking for your calls to tell us whose side you're on, Utah Senator Mitt Romney's or President Donald Trump.
Okay. If there's going to be name-calling from the president, it has to be like pompous Mitt Romney or crooked Mitt Romney or sleepy Mitt Romney. There has to be a little descriptor right before Mitt Romney. Otherwise, it doesn't count. That is the way the president works. He name-calls by giving you a cute little nickname.
Dave and Genovic.
The launch.
Commence.
Yeah, remember, the launch is brought to you by Toyota Dealers.
House impeachment inquiry. In-depth coverage on KSL News Radio.
Well, there's a Senate Republican taking heat all weekend long from President Trump. Dave, I'll give you one guess.
One of our guys?
Poor Mitt Romney. Let's set the scene. Senator Mitt Romney on Friday calls Trump's public call for Ukraine and China to investigate the Bidens wrong and appalling. But by the weekend, Trump couldn't let it go, Dave, and went to Twitter, took to Twitter. He went on a rampage calling Romney a pompous beep. You like my beep?
He used to swear.
Among other things. You surprised?
No. No, if you cross the president, you're going to get a very disproportionate response. You give a little itty-bitty teeny just smallest criticism. And he's going to come out with the A-bomb. Or the swear.
So we got lots to talk about in this segment, for yeah. sure.
I'm a little curious, where's everybody?
Mm-hmm.
I want to know where the Utah congressional colleagues are. Crickets. Nobody's saying anything. We'll go live to D.C. to see if Romney should even be tweeting about Trump. You know, what's going on here? And it's your turn to talk, asking if you agree with Trump's tweet that the people of Utah should consider recalling, impeaching. Do we regret electing Romney in the first place?
Get your phones fired up. 801-575-7668, 935. We're taking your calls. So let's get into the details of what's been happening all weekend long. After Romney's tweet calling President Trump, suggesting that both Ukraine and China investigate his political rival Joe Biden appalling, Trump hit back by Saturday. He is a pompous beep in his tweet. It went on to say, who's been fighting me from the beginning, except when he begged me for my endorsement for his Senate run, I gave it to him in parentheses. And when he begged me to be my Secretary of State, I didn't give it to him in parentheses. He's so bad for the R's. Let's get more now. From KSL News Radio's Mary Richards.
Mitt Romney has become the most prominent senator to raise concerns about the Ukraine-Biden situation. Prominent Republican senator, that is. He also criticized the president for bringing China into the mix. Then the president reacted in a string of tweets against Romney, brought up Romney's failed presidential campaign and called him a fool, and then said he's hearing that Utahns regret their vote. Romney's latest tweet was in a pumpkin patch in California with his grandchildren. A Utah policy survey in July found Romney has a 38% job approval rating in Utah.
Yeah, that's concerning. Like, Mitt Romney could do no wrong. Mitt Romney ran away with the election when he ran for president, ran away with the election when he ran for senator. So why is his approval rating so low right now? Well, I think a lot of it is because he is critical of President Trump, and Utah likes President Trump.
Trump tweeting again over the weekend, and I wonder how our listeners feel about this tweet. He says, quote, I'm hearing that the great people of Utah. I love it when he calls me great.
Don't get sucked into that, Deb. This is what happens.
I'm hearing that the great people of Utah are considering their vote for the pompous Senator Mitt Romney to be a big mistake. I agree, Trump tweeted. He's a fool, playing into the hands of the do-nothing Democrats. Hashtag impeach Mitt Romney. Dave, can that even happen?
Not by the state.
We had you investigating that.
Yeah, I looked into it. Obviously, you can impeach anybody federally, but it's the exact same way we impeach a president. So the House has to impeach, the Senate has to remove. That's how it works for the House or the senators. But the state of Utah can do absolutely nothing. A big fat zero. Even if we absolutely developed a blood feud against Mitt Romney, we can't do anything as a state. States can't recall. States can't impeach. That's not our role. So Utah does not have any way to do that. It would have to come from the House of Representatives.
So, yeah, President Trump, we're stuck with Senator Mitt Romney. again, let's reflect back on how this all went down. And in the upcoming segments, we're going to reach out to each one of our congressional delegates, representatives, Senator Mike Lee as well, and see what they're saying. Are they even willing to weigh in on this food fight? But first, let's rehash with ABC how this all came to be to begin with. Oh, it's so last week when this started.
I would think that if they were honest about it, they'd start a major investigation into the Bidens. It's a very simple answer. They should investigate the Bidens, because how does a company that's newly formed, and all these companies, if you look at, and by the way, likewise, China should start an investigation into the Bidens, because what happened in China is just about as bad as what happened with Ukraine.
Yeah, and Senator Romney is not alone on this. He's not the only one that says that every time the president calls for a country to investigate a political rival or an opponent, that it's inappropriate. It's strange that the president doesn't hear anybody because everyone's saying it's inappropriate. Is it impeachable? That's another story.
9:35, it'll be your turn to talk. Do you agree with President Trump that Utah regrets electing Senator Mitt Romney? 801-575-7668. Give us your best answer and the reason why. That's at 9:35 and next. A second whistleblower steps forward. We're going to look into that, how that's going to affect the impeachment inquiry.
It's 9:15. Stick around. We're back in 3 minutes.
Dave and Dujanovic. Dave and Dujanovic. House impeachment inquiry. In-depth coverage on KSL News Radio.
Oh, we're not abandoning the food fight between President Trump and our Senator Mitt Romney.
Food fight!
In fact, I'm shocked how many Utahns are on President Trump's side in this war of words of Twitter over the weekend.
The fact is, Utah likes President Trump. Now, there are people driving off the road right now like, I don't like President Trump. Well, sure, that might not show up in the polls, but people vote for Trump. They do all across the country. And here in Utah is no different. They vote for President Trump. They like President Trump. Whether you agree with it or not, there's a lot of people that do.
And in the next segment, we will be taking your phone call. Whose side are you on? President Trump, Senator Mitt Romney's? And we're told that we're getting tons and tons of phone calls on this. So stay tuned. 801-575-7668. It'll be your turn to talk in 15 minutes. But first, then there were two. Second whistleblower stepped forward over the weekend. And according to the attorney for the whistleblower, he or she, Dave, has firsthand knowledge of what the first whistleblower said in the complaint that the first whistleblower filed. Did you follow me on that? There's a second whistleblower.
Okay. Just confirming what the first person said, because that, listen, what's new? That's my question. If it's about the same phone call that was released already, by the way, are we questioning whether this phone call happened or not? We know the phone call happened. President Trump released the transcript to that phone call. So whether it was first or second hand knowledge, don't know really. Don't care, because we got the phone call. Isn't that the point? Isn't that the whole question?
Okay, let's get into the details of what we know about the second whistleblower. And this will take me probably 30 minutes because we have two whole details.
Okay. I'll speak slowly so I can take notes.
Get your glass of water ready there, Dave, and your popcorn. Here we go. Okay, we have about two details on the second whistleblower. He or she works in the intelligence field. The first whistleblower, as it's been reported, is a CIA official. I think that's been confirmed now because all of the major networks are reporting it like it's fact. In a tweet, the attorney from the first whistleblower legal team, which is representing the second whistleblower, says, I can confirm this report of a second whistleblower being represented by our legal team. They also made a protected disclosure under the law. And so, therefore, they cannot be retaliated against. This whistleblower has firsthand knowledge. Let's get more details, if they have any, from ABC.
An attorney who represents both whistleblowers tells ABC News his new client has firsthand knowledge of the president's behind-the-scenes effort to enlist the Ukrainian government to investigate Joe Biden and his son, potentially undermining one of the president's repeated defenses.
Well, the whistleblower was very inaccurate.
He got his information, I guess, second or third hand.
In other words, he didn't know what was on the call.
The Democrats leading the impeachment inquiry are under pressure, too, accused of selectively releasing damaging text messages from diplomats out of context.
I'm genuinely interested to find out what additional information the second whistleblower has. What else is going on? I've said this all along, and I think the American people are the same way. I want to know what happened. If it's just the phone call that we read, okay, some people think it's the worst phone call in history. Others think it's the perfect phone call. Perfect. Absolutely perfect.
I was waiting for you to steal my line.
Perfect.
So the big question, of course, is what are the implications of having a second whistleblower? Well, It gives Congress, the House, potentially another witness.
What we do know from the initial whistleblower's complaint is that a number of officials who were in firsthand proximity, shall we say, to those events, expressed their concerns to that first whistleblower. So, you know, this person may be somebody who, if they were on the calls, if they were on the email chains and memos, may be able to lead House investigators to the other folks who would have firsthand knowledge and who would be able to either corroborate or shoot it down.
But the big question this morning remains, will that second whistleblower be willing to testify? As the first has stated, they will be willing to testify. NBC reporting this morning or over the weekend that the second whistleblower will not need to file their own complaint. So that confused me. I don't know if that means that they'll just be an addendum to the first complaint or what will happen with the second whistleblower's knowledge. Where will that go?
Is this just a corroboration that, yep, what the first whistleblower said is true? I think that's what I'm reading in between the lines. If they are not looking to file their own complaint or become a witness, then it seems to me that it's just a, yep, that's a true complaint that really happened. But I don't think that's really a question right now. Sure, now, some people are thinking President Trump is saying, oh, look over here, look over here.
No,
never. But the fact is, we already know the phone call happened. We know what happened on the phone call. We've read it.
We've read some of it. Wasn't that an unclassified version? I left my transcript of the phone call on my desk as I ran into the studio.
Out of ease, we call it a transcript. It was a summary.
It was a, we don't know if there was more to it. We don't know. Hopefully, this will all come out during the Congressional House's inquiry. The president weighing in, tweeting, as usual, bring in another whistleblower from the bench, called it a move from the deep state. He's really hooked up on that deep state issue. Calling in a whistleblower from the bench. Well, this whistleblower, if you're just joining us, there's a second whistleblower who says they have firsthand knowledge. Not secondhand knowledge. The president calling out the first whistleblower for having too much secondhand knowledge. In fact, the first whistleblower put right there in the complaint. There it is in black and white.
Yeah.
He has secondhand knowledge of many of the events.
I want to know why this second whistleblower is not filing their own complaint.
We need to look into that a little bit more. That's just what I heard NBC reporting over
yes.
the weekend.
No, I heard the same thing. But if you're going to be a second whistleblower, by its very nature, doesn't that mean you need to bring forth your complaint as well? I don't care if it mirrors the previous one. I just want to hear what your version was. I care about what your firsthand information is. And if you want to be a witness, great. If not, then just tell me. But make it clear. Don't hide behind the lawyers that are saying, oh, I don't know. This is, I just want to corroborate what the other guy said. Or girl, or guy.
All right, next. We're flooded with phone calls. It'll be your turn to talk. Do you agree with President Trump that Utah regrets electing Senator Mitt Romney after their war of words this weekend on Twitter? 801-575-7668. Give us your best answer, and we'll put you on the radio.
It's 928. Stick around. But first, news, traffic, and weather.
Dave and Dujanovic.
All right, here we go.
A new conversation on KSL News Radio 102.7 FM at 1160 AM. Impeachment inquiry. In-depth coverage on KSL News Radio.
Well, y'all are pretty fired up about the Mitt Romney versus Donald Trump Twitter war. Romney called President Trump's call for China to investigate the Bidens appalling, wrong and appalling on Twitter. And then by the weekend, Trump couldn't let it go and started calling Senator Romney pompous, called him a fool, said he should be impeached.
Yeah, and this is something that we really want to hear from you. How do you feel about it? Do you feel like President is justified in his criticism of Mitt Romney. He doesn't feel like Senator Romney is supporting him. He feels like he's undercutting him. Do you feel like Senator Romney's in the right or in the wrong? Do you have Romney regret?
Hey, Romney's never been a big supporter of whatever the President Trump did. I've already signed his the online impeach Romney petition that's going on now.
Didn't realize there was an online impeach Romney. What did he do wrong? That's my question. If you're going to impeach somebody, it's the same process as the president. The House of Representatives has to impeach. The Senate has to remove. But there has to be some sort of crime. So what does this actually mean? Is it just a paper tiger? It seems very silly.
Yes, I'm 100% for Mitt Romney. I'm proud of him. We have a president that should not be asked other countries to dig up dirt on his opponent. And I'm going to tell you something else. I've never seen a president in my lifetime have so much bitterness and hate come out of him like this guy does. Trump needs to be impeached.
Yeah, it felt really bitter over the weekend. It seemed to get worse and worse as the weekend wore on. I don't know if the president was sitting around thinking about it and just got angrier and angrier. But Senator Romney's been on this very show saying when he feels it's appropriate, he's going to call out the president. And clearly he thinks it's inappropriate that the president has been asking China and Ukraine, now very publicly, to investigate one of his rivals.
Well, in my opinion, what Mitt Romney did was stick his neck out on the line, and he's the bravest of the senators that we have in this country, because what Trump did was wrong, flat out wrong. They all know it. They just don't want to get repercussions from Trump, and I think that's just weak.
Yeah, wrong or impeachable. I think you can call it wrong without calling for impeachment, which is what we're hearing from Senator Romney. He's calling it wrong, and he is certainly not alone. There are people all across the country, even members of the Republican Party, that have said all along that that was an inappropriate phone call. But the real question, is it impeachable? And I think too often we're bringing those two together and saying, well, if we're calling the phone call wrong, we're calling for his impeachment. That is not the case. You can be on team wrong, but against team impeachment.
We reached out to every single one of Utah's representatives and also Senator Lee, and we asked them to come on the show and asked them if they indeed supported Senator Romney in his Twitter war with the president. And here's what we got back. Over
Representative McAdams. Representative Curtis?
Well, we're still waiting to hear back from Representative John Curtis, but
Representative Bishop? All right, Senator Mike Lee. He's one of your people. He's one of your guys. But he's the junior senator. You got to stick up for the junior senator, right? Senator Mike Lee, do you have anything to say?
Representative McAdams? No, although Representative McAdams did say something Friday during a press conference before the war of words spun up on Twitter between Romney and Trump.
The president's actions yesterday, as well as allegations that he has abused his power and harmed our national security for his own personal gain, are serious.
But when we asked him to return on air today, we got a big eh. So let's continue to take your phone calls. Who are you siding with? President Trump or Utah Senator Mitt Romney?
I'm in support for Romney. It's about time the R people are putting their values above their party. I'd say run for president, Mitt Romney. I love you and I'll vote for you again.
Yeah, and he's been extremely popular in Utah. When he ran for president, he extremely popular, ran for Senate, no question, right? But now that he is a senator and he's been critical of the president, and he said all along, this isn't a big surprise. Anyone that is surprised that Mitt Romney is being critical of the president, he was Mr. Hashtag Never Trump. He was Never Trump before Never Trump was cool.
Oh, we're getting flooded with phone calls, which is awesome on this Monday morning, talking about Senator Romney and President Trump's war of words on Twitter over the weekend. Trump calling out Senator Romney for his take on President Trump's suggestion that China investigate Joe Biden. Continuing to take your calls now at 801-575-7668.
I am glad that Hillary lost and Trump won, but does anyone dispute that Trump says idiotic things? I think the rest of the Republican leadership needs to denounce Trump being a bully, because his behavior has been outrageous and unacceptable for far too long, and they need to say that this is inappropriate. Everybody agrees it's inappropriate, but people just don't say anything, and I think they're cowards.
Debbie, isn't this classic in the way that we handle bullies? A bully says something, does something, and everybody else sits back and says nothing and does nothing because at least he's not turning his wrath on them. And it feels so much like that is the case right now when one of your colleagues gets called out by the president for honestly doing nothing wrong. I don't think there was anything wrong with Senator Mitt Romney saying that that phone call was appalling, that it was wrong. Most people or many people think that that was the wrong thing to do. But I want to know, when you're sitting back and saying nothing and not defending Senator Romney, aren't you just playing to the bully's strengths? Not saying anything, not calling him out, not banding together?
And they're not saying anything. We've polled all of them this morning, asking for their response or to weigh in on this Twitter war between Romney and Trump. And we're still waiting to hear back from Representative John Curtis, in fairness to his camp. Where are you at? You can call us anytime. You know the number, 801-575-7668. But the rest of them have said, no thanks.
I think Senator Romney could take a page from Representative McAdams' book. Let's just wait and see how this thing plays out before making inane comments.
Why? Why? The junior senator from Utah is not so junior. He's well-respected. And back in D.C., he obviously won by a landslide. In fact, one of the interesting tweets that, appalling tweets to many, that Trump issued over the weekend or sent out over the weekend, Dave, and see if I can find it right here, is that that Trump is hearing that the great people of Utah are considering their vote for the pompous Senator Mitt Romney to be a big mistake. I agree. He's a fool playing into the hands of the do-nothing Democrats. That's from the President of the United States directed at Mitt Romney. I mean, do you agree or disagree? Still taking tons of phone calls on this in the next segment. Also, we're going to go live to Washington, D.C. for a live update to see if these tweets really matter on the Beltway, matter enough to affect Mitt's status on the Hill.
It's 9:44. Stick around. We're back in 3 minutes.
Dave and Dujanovic. Dave and Dujanovic. House impeachment inquiry. In-depth coverage on KSL News Radio.
Utah's delegation eerily silent this morning. You can hear the crickets not scrambling to defend their fellow Utah lawmaker, Senator Mitt Romney, after the president called him a pompous beep with a capital P over the weekend on Twitter.
And it's very strange because we are not exclusively Republican. Ben McAdams is a Democrat. We haven't heard anything from him. We've got representatives. We have the senior senator from Utah, Mike Lee, that hasn't said anything. Do they think it's fine? Is their silence a condemnation or is it in support? We don't know. That's why we want to hear from them.
Let's go live to Washington, D.C. with McKay Coppins, a staff writer for The Atlantic. Good morning, McKay.
Good morning.
Are you surprised Utah's congressional delegation is chirping like a bunch of crickets right now and not coming to the defense of Senator Mitt Romney?
Well, I have to say I am a little surprised, but it is to me a sign that President Trump's strategy here is working. I've talked to a number of Republicans here in Washington over the last several days, and what you hear is that President Trump is trying to make an example out of Mitt Romney by going after him so hard. You know, all weekend we saw Donald Trump's Twitter feed just filled with attacks on Mitt Romney for his disloyalty, for his unwillingness to toe the party line. And what's happening is that Trump wants to send a signal to other Republicans in Washington who behind the scenes privately are expressing frustrations with Donald Trump, are expressing concerns over the growing Ukraine scandal, and are frankly afraid to go on the record defending him in some cases because they don't know if what they say is going to be undermined by new evidence that comes out. But amid all of that uncertainty, Donald Trump is trying to keep his party in line by going after Mitt Romney and saying, look, if you step out of line, you're next. And so I think what you see is a lot of, at least the Republicans in Utah, are probably making the same calculation that a lot of Republicans elsewhere are making, which is that I don't want to be next in the line of fire of Donald Trump's Twitter feed, and so I'm not going to jump into this dispute right now.
Senator Romney has said he thought the phone call was wrong, that it wasn't an impeachable defense. Are we conflating the two? Can you be for the phone call being wrong and be against the impeachment?
I think you can be. I mean, the thing about impeachment is that the way that it's described in the Constitution is pretty vague, right? It's high crimes and misdemeanors. That can be interpreted a lot of different ways. And inherently, it's a political process. So at the end of the day, it's up to members of Congress and to their constituents to decide whether what the president has done rises to an impeachable offense. I think that the big debate going forward should be on whether this rises to the level of impeachment, not whether it was right or wrong. Because, look, frankly, I think that even a lot of the Republicans I'm talking to are saying it's really not that easy to defend this. This is a kind of an unspinnable case. At the very least, you even had figures like Tucker Carlson, the Fox News host, who has been pretty praised the president a lot. He came out with an op-ed last week saying that Republicans are trying, but they shouldn't be. This is not something that you can defend. But I don't see this as impeachable. I think that you're going to see that being the new line coming out of a lot of Republicans. But so far, what we've seen is Republicans either defending the president or, for the most part, trying to stay silent and just stay out of the fray.
McKay Coppins is a staff writer for The Atlantic. He's joining us here live on the Dave and Dujanovic Show from time to time to discuss what's going on in D.C., because that's where he's assigned to, is the D.C. area for The Atlantic. And you're also a graduate of BYU, so that gives us a nice Utah connection, McKay. We appreciate you joining us on the line again. We're talking about the Twitter war over the weekend. It started when Senator Mitt Romney called Trump's public call for Ukraine and China to investigate the Bidens. And the new detail of that is China to also investigate the Bidens, wrong and appalling. Then Trump hit back over the weekend, calling Mitt Romney all kinds of different names. Fool, pompous A, you fill in the blanks. McKay, does this hurt Romney at all on the Beltway?
In the Beltway, possibly. Mitt Romney came into the Senate as a pretty known quantity. He probably, outside of Donald Trump and maybe Mike Pence, is the best known elected Republican in the country, owing largely to the fact that he was the 2012 Republican presidential nominee. And he had the respect of a lot of Republicans in Congress, a lot of prominent Republican donors. Frankly, the Republican Party was a fan of Mitt Romney. But what's happened is that Donald Trump has taken over the party. A lot of the party leaders are now loyalists to Donald Trump. And Mitt Romney kind of continually finding himself on the opposite end of Donald Trump in these major controversies and scandals does create some tension, at least, with his relationships with other Republicans. Now, again, you talk to them behind closed doors, off the record, or in private at least, and a lot of Republicans on Capitol Hill will say, look, we like Mitt Romney, we respect him, we think he is acting on principle, but he's putting us in a tough political spot, right? The difference also here is that Mitt Romney has something that a lot of Republicans don't have, which is a relatively safe seat in Utah and pretty strong standing among his constituents that has nothing to do with whether Donald Trump likes him. He has this relationship with Utahns and this kind of link to the Latter-day Saint community, as well as just the broader Utah community, that is independent of his standing with Donald Trump. And that is not true of most Republicans across the country. And so he's taking advantage of that to be able to speak his mind.
Do you think Senator Romney is a one-term senator, either by choice or getting forced out? I think that may be one of the interesting positions that Senator Romney is in. He may have not ever looked at a second term anyway. Does that give him the freedom to basically say what he wants and do and act as he desires?
It's a really good question. I don't know what his plans are, so I can't say whether he's planning to run again or not. But what I can say is that he's acting like somebody who doesn't particularly care about re-election. That doesn't mean that he's not going to run, but he's acting like somebody who's liberated from the electoral constraints of someone who's really concerned about winning a Republican primary or being reelected. And that makes all the difference.
One of the questions that we asked our listeners today, McKay, was, you know, whose side are you on? President Trump's side or Senator Romney's side? And I'm surprised how many Utahns are actually saying, you know what, you know, Trump. We're on Trump's side. But then you look at Romney's approval rating here, and it's dipped to 38%, according to a Utah policy poll.
So that's interesting. That poll, I was looking at that. It was a couple months ago, I think.
Yeah.
I think that part of the thing with Mitt Romney is that the people who disapprove of him are split between Republicans who want him to be much more loyal to Donald Trump and others, independents and Democrats, who want him to speak out more against Donald Trump, you know, to stand up to him more. And so he's put himself in a difficult position here. But I think that as he speaks out more against Trump, you might see some of his support consolidating in one of those two camps, right? You know, I asked Mitt Romney about this a couple weeks ago when I interviewed him, and he made the point that he realizes a lot of Republican voters in his state are irritated by his willingness to speak out with Trump and against Trump and not kind of be part of the team. But he said, look, I understand their case. I understand where they're coming from, but it's not going to stop me from speaking my mind. That's why I was elected to the Senate. I'm trying to do what I think is right.
McKay Coppins.
So that's kind of where he's at.
Thank you so much. We appreciate you joining us live from Washington, D.C.
Yeah, Debbie, very fascinating. And I totally agree with McKay. Senator Romney is acting as if he is not seeking or looking at a second term. This feels like a politician that is really free to speak his mind, and he's certainly acting that way.